You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Bridget Lujan, here to talk about Juno's Got Talent. Hello.
Hi, Shelley. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm well. Thanks. Thanks so much for being here. This is a super fun event. I always enjoy talking about it. It's put on every year by Juno Dance Theater. Let's start with Juno Dance Theater. You're the executive director there.
Yes, I am.
They're the organization who puts on Juno's Got Talent, among other things. So who or what is Juno Dance Theater?
That's right. We've been around since 1975, actually. We were formerly known as Juno Dance Unlimited. Some people still call us that, and that's totally fine. We'll answer. We teach year-round with a focus on classical ballet instruction to about 120 students. We also offer modern dance, contemporary tap, and some of those other styles. When we can find teachers and the studios available, we'll get those other styles in there. But we do a lot of ballet at Juno Dance Theater.
You teach students of all ages?
All ages, three and up.
Yes.
And in fact, we're just on the heels of our Nutcracker performance, and we had ages 5 to 75 in the cast. So,
wow.
So yes, we try to serve all ages.
And you do some other things apart from the Nutcracker, which I'm sure you're glad to be on the other side of that.
Right. Yeah, I'll just take a quick second, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. The next thing we have coming up is Juno's Got Talent, which is what we're going to talk about. In April will be our spring showcase. We're going to be very excited to collaborate with Todd Hunt, who's a well-known Juno musician, composer, and everything else that I think he can do everything. He has written an original work for us that we will have performed to original choreography. And that will be a premiere in our spring show in April. And then, of course, during the month of June, we operate the Juno Fine Arts Camp for, just a couple hundred Juno kids. I think there's 300 plus campers during the month of June. But yes, next thing for us is spring registration will be opening soon, any day, like possibly even maybe today. Our semester starts January 6th. And then Juno's Got Talent will be February 1st.
All right. Well, before the event can go on, you need performers and competitors. Tell me about Juno's Got Talent.
Yes, please. This will be its fifth year. As a nonprofit, we're always looking for that event that's going to gain some traction and be a fun community event and also do its job raising funds. And like many of the other organizations in town, we did a whale watch, which is great. They've all served their purpose, and I do not want to discredit any one type of event. For the time being, we have Juno's Got Talent. It's in its fifth year. It's doing a very good job for us as our annual fundraising event. It will be directed by Haley Duran and Allison Holtkamp, who are awesome.
Yeah.
And they're going to do their best to help screen the talent. This coming weekend will be our auditions, or of course, you can submit a video audition as well. But
yes, that's a great point. Let's talk about that for a second, because some people are singing in Pops this weekend.
Many people are singing in Pops. I think 80 plus people are singing with Sally Smith at Holiday Pops, and we love them.
Yeah, or involved in other ways. So they'll be tied up with that. And
right.
That conflicts with auditions.
We've got importance of being earnest. We've got so many things going on. So if you are a performer of any kind and busy this weekend, don't let that deter you. You can register and submit a video audition. Go out to junodance.org, look for the links for Juno's Got Talent, and register your act. And we are looking for variety. I say it and I mean it. We will get a lot of singers and some dancers and a few musicians, but I am holding out for the juggler or the acrobat or the slam poet or the magician. I would love to see some variety up there because it is intended to be a variety show.
Even comedians.
Absolutely. And we have had a comedian in the past. A young man a couple years ago had a comedy set.
That's great.
Yeah, that was good fun.
There's lots of comedy, lots of comedians in this town, too. So that's wonderful that you made it accessible for the folks who are tied up with other arts events this weekend. But if you're not, if you can go and audition in person, where should you go and what do you need to do to sign up?
Right. You still need to go out to the website so that we know you're coming. It's junodance.org and look for the Juno's Got Talent links. Auditions are Saturday, December 14th from 4 to 6 p.m. and Sunday the 15th from 12 to 3 p.m. And what you do is you go on and you say which day you want to come, and then we follow up with an email and we give you a 10-minute slot. You don't have to be there the whole time both of those days. You're gonna be there maybe about 10 minutes total. So you come in to our studio, which is out in the valley at Airport Boulevard, 8420 Airport Boulevard, and you'll perform your piece. It's great if it's polished, but if it's not, that's fine, too. We've had people come and read lyrics from their phone while they're singing. Mm-hmm. That's fine. We just want to see what you can do and then feel confident that you're going to be performance ready by February 1st.
That sounds great. And so you make it through the audition process and you get a spot on the show February 1st. Then there's another, it's next level competition. So you're really out to win. How is a winner selected?
Right. So at the live event, we usually have somewhere between 20 and 24 acts perform. The more the merrier, of course, but we do try to cram everything into a 2-hour event. We will have a panel of local personalities. We've had senators and we've had performers and actors and notables from the community on our judging panel. Like I said, it's good fun. It's a volunteer panel, but they've got some personality so they can interact with the MCs. And so in conjunction with their numeric score, we have audience voting by dollars. So mm-hmm. there's little boxes that audience members can deposit their funds into to boost the score for their desired performer. You actually need both. It's a fun little formula. Well, I'm an accountant in my real life, so of course it's like I kind of geek out on that stuff. But dollars can't buy you the win, and scores alone can't buy you the win. You do need both.
You need the judges buy-in and
yes,
the audience buy-in, and buy-in.
And I think they have done a good job combining to select our past winners, because we've had some talented folks up there.
Yeah, previous winners include Jocelyn Miles. Who else?
Jocelyn Miles was our first winner in 2016 when we rolled out the show. No Attack Post, an electric violinist, yep. Quite accomplished and, oh my gosh, so much talent.
Actually, yeah. Love those performances.
He's amazing. Yeah. He won in 2017. And then in 2018, we had, both in 2018 and 19, they were contemporary dance duos, teenagers, Caden and Keelan. They're both on the JDHS dance team. Mm. And last year we had young dancers. They were 7 and 8 years old, Aiden Walling and Sienna Lee, and they had an adorable routine. But all ages, lots of diversity. In fact, those dancers didn't even come from Juno Dance Theater. So please, if you're a dancer and you don't dance with us,
Come out anyway. That's great. And the winner receives $500 as well as an invitation to perform in the spring showcase.
That's right.
Quite an honor.
Yeah, we like to, in addition to it being a fundraiser for Juno Dance Theater, we want to provide a platform for artists or performers to share a talent that they might not otherwise have a venue for.
Absolutely. And if you have competed in one in the past, can you compete again?
Absolutely.
You can.
Yes, in fact, our winners a couple of years ago, they won first place in 18. They won second place in 2017. So they were repeats. We see some of the same folks each year, and it's a lot of fun. Like I said, you know, some people come out because it's a fundraiser and they want to help Juno Dance Theater. Others want an opportunity to perform. Others are there on a dare from a friend or a nudge from a family member. It's a lot of fun to see the undiscovered talent and also the accomplished professionals that will come out to help us out.
Yeah. Past competitors have included such big names as John and Guy Unziger and Radiophonic Jazz, Jess, and a lot more than that. So it's going to be an entertaining event regardless. I'm sure you'll be back on before February 1st to talk more about Juno's Got Talent. But for right now, first things first, auditions this Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for giving us all the information. More info at junodance.org. Bridget Lujan, is there anything else you want to share with our audience today?
Oh, I just want to let you again mention that our registration for spring will be opening any minute now. And any of those families with young dancers are going to want to get right on and sign up. Those classes fill very fast for creative movement. We've added a new level, studies in movement, and then pre-ballet to try to accommodate even more younger dancers than we were able to this semester.
That's great. I think there's a real love for dance in this town. So I'm happy for you and your organization. And thank you so much for coming out to tell us about everything. And good luck to everyone who's planning to audition this weekend.
Thank you, Shelley. It's great to be here.